Malachi chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, the closing words of the Old Testament. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. These closing words of the Old Testament call us to think with the Spirit, and we will thank with the Spirit. Think back to the Lord's gift of the law as a foundation for truth, a pillar for wisdom to support and guide your whole life. And you will thank the Lord. Think back to John the Baptist, the second Elijah mentioned in our text, announcing the coming of our Savior to redeem your soul from the curse of the law, to ransom your body from the cold grip of death, and you will thank the Lord. Think back to the Lord's gift of a Christian family who ever turns its heart of faith towards you, and you will thank the Lord. But these verses are not only looking back as a close of the Old Testament, they were also looking forward 400 years of affliction until their words were fulfilled. And so we're called to look forward to the insecurities and afflictions that come around every corner of time. And then God's promise, I am with you to work everything for good, is one for which we will thank the Lord. Think forward to your own families when God gives them to you, and the humanly impossible task of turning their hearts ever towards the Lord in the midst of our own perverse sinfulness, and a perverse generation that is ever turning away from the Lord. And then for God's promise that His Spirit will work with power through the Word and sacraments, you will thank the Lord. Think forward to what Malachi refers to, the great and dreadful day of the Lord's coming to judge the living and the dead. But a day on which by His grace He will bring His believing children into eternal bliss with Him. And you will thank the Lord. Let us continue to thus think and thank the Lord as I read sections from Psalm 34. And I'd ask you after each reading to join in singing hymn 792. Hymn 792, after a reading from Psalm 34, you'll sing just two lines of it at a time. Two lines at a time. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
Fashioned and made us, protected and stayed us, who still guides us on to the end of our days.
Come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth.
Banners are o'er us, his light goes before us, a pillar of fire shining forth in the night.
The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned.
Till shadows have vanished, and darkness is banished, as forward we travel from light into light.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for 100 things, for the flower that blooms, for the bird that sings, for the sun that shines and the rain that drops, for ice cream and raisins and lollipops, but more, O Lord. Thank you for the love that gives all things their meaning. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of time, for clocks that tick and bells that chime, for days gone by and future cheers, for seasons and moments, for hours and years, but more, O Lord. Thank you for your death in time to give us hope for time. Thank you, Lord, for health and jobs, and birthday parties, for folks that play sports and those that do arts, for friends and for families, for folks of all races, for hands that help, and bright smiling faces. But above all, Lord, even in affliction, thank you for your smiling face. Thank you, Lord, for the planet you gave as our home, for the sky with its clouds, for the ocean's white foam, for creatures and critters, the lakes, falls, and fountains, for hills and for valleys, for canyons and mountains, but more, O Lord, thank you for your hands that hold us secure. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son, for the love Jesus shared, for the battle he won over death, for the promise that he would be near to lead and to guide and to hold us so dear. Thank you, Lord, yes, for 100 things, for autumn and pumpkins, for dragonfly wings and the wind that sings, for Thanksgiving dinner, for seasides and shore, for 100 things, and for 1,000 things more. But more, O Lord, thank you for the everlasting life with you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.